This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's special forces said Monday they killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers in last week's missile attack on headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the port of Sevastopol. The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters to confirm or deny it. The Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. The U.S. military has captured a key Islamic State militant in Syria, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
U.S. Central Command says an operator for the Islamic State extremist group was captured during a helicopter raid in northern Syria. The operator, Abu Halil al-Fadani, is said to have had relationships throughout the ISIS network in the region. A command spokesman says the capture increases the chance that U.S. counterterrorism operations will be able to target additional members of the group. The U.S. has approximately 900 troops in Syria focused on countering the remnants of the Islamic State group, which had held a wide swath of Syria until 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden met Pacific Island leaders for a second White House summit on Monday.
The United States committed to ensuring the Indo-Pacific region that is free, open, prosperous, and secure.
Biden announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of two more Pacific Island nations, that's the Cook Islands and Niue. Marking his first trip to Africa as Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin yesterday met Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed in Djibouti, then headed to Kenya's capital of Nairobi. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh Monday, queuing up for fuel and jamming the mountain road to Armenia after their fighters were defeated by Azerbaijan last week. More than 6,500 have already crossed over into Armenia. The storming of North Kosovo Monastery has thrown attention on persistent trouble in the ethnic Serbian majority region 15 years after Pristina declared independence. Reuters' Angela Johnson says there are 100 things driving the rising tension and unrest.
Rota acknowledged Hunca after a speech by Zelensky praising the World War II veteran for fighting for Ukrainian independence.
The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons on Monday apologized in Parliament for praising a man who served in a Nazi unit during World War II. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilbourne says the original comments came at a parliamentary meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The tentative agreement between the Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Pictures could not be for comment.
And she says that Rhoda recognized Hunka as a, quote, Ukrainian hero. Well, a tentative agreement between Hollywood Studios and screenwriters has been reached.
And Abbott Elementary could be back fairly quickly. The sticking point, no actors. The SAG-AFTRA strike is still going on, and no talks with the studios are scheduled. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Republican-controlled House of Representatives due to try to advance steep spending cuts this week that stand no chance of becoming law and could force a partial shutdown of the U.S. government by next Sunday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sought to avoid that scenario when he hammered out a spending agreement with Democratic President Joe Biden this spring, but some members of his own party have threatened to depose him if he does not support steeper cuts that are sure to be rejected by the democratically controlled Senate. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed, and a wide range of services from financial oversight to medical research will be suspended if Congress does not provide funding for the new fiscal year that starts October 1st. Congress typically misses that deadline and passes stopgap spending bills to avoid disruption while they finish their work, but McCarthy has been unable so far to muster support for a temporary spending extension, as a group of hardline Republicans have refused to go along with it. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.